Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
C.J. Stroud in the gun. Woody Marks to his left. Nico short side left. Bunch formation right on third and goal at the 9. Here's the snap. Stroud, pocket collapsing, dumps it off to Woody, takes it across the 5, and in! Touchdown, Houston! C.J. Stroud to Woody Marks.
They blow the coverage.
Hey, that is C.J.'s first passing touchdown in the last few weeks, probably 3 weeks? Or three
games.
Starts, rather, I should say.
Yeah.
And that was the first touchdown of this game. One of those downright Mahomesian plays that it felt like you had from C.J. Stroud early on in this game. That is one of the scores that helped you get a 20-10 victory versus the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday on Sunday Night Football. In the cold, outdoors, on national TV, doesn't matter. W for your Houston Texans on this Victory Reaction Monday. And on this Victory Reaction Monday, we ask you, 713-572-4610, question of the day, at what point last night or at some point this season made you realize that this year was really different?
That's a great question, because there have been moments even early in the year where you're like, and then they start to make their move a little bit. You're like, all right, so they might do this. And then there's moments against the Bills maybe where you see them sack Josh Allen 8 times. Last night there was a moment when really the game was just about in – well, the Texans had control defensively, as we've talked about and are going to talk about. It was when Al-Shaair got that interception against
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce was scared. Like, he knew what was coming. He had dropped a couple of balls for other reasons.
He went 1 of 5,
yeah.
One catch on 5 targets in that game.
That was Travis Kelce, and I'm not saying he's a scared player. I'm saying he was scared in that moment. He is a Hall of Fame tight end that absolutely has been clutch over and over again. When things break down, when the Chiefs have faced situations like that in the past, Kelce mans up, bows up. You know, figures out a way, finds some room.
Even this year,
makes the catch, makes a big play. In that moment, he was scared.
Yeah,
this defense scares people like that. That's the moment when I went, it's just different, man.
Oh, and that's the back end of it. The front end part of it, that is a just as important piece of that. Patrick Mahomes is off on that throw.
Yes.
You look at that throw, and that throw was not in that perfect pocket. No, to be fair, I don't think every quarterback is always putting in that perfect pocket. But you kind of think of Patrick Mahomes as placing the ball usually really well for Travis Kelce to have a better shot at it. That one's a little bit behind him because Mahomes is not setting his feet. He's stepping up in the pocket and throwing on the move because...
Well, maybe both ends of it are the moment.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I'm accentuating. I'm not taking away from what you're saying. Like, on the other side of it, at the same time, Mahomes can't get that ball into a great place. And Kelce is afraid because the front end is doing their job, pushing Mahomes off his spot and making him make a throw off balance.
Yeah.
And then Kelce, having to make a tougher play, is also worried about getting cracked on the backside by Azeez Al-Shaair. And ultimately, all of that leads to the third turnover of the day for the Texans. Just an absolutely incredible play. And interesting for you to note that as one of those moments. I put up I don't know if it's my ultimate answer, but that play that we came back into from break, where you have C.J. Stroud stepping up into the pocket and recognizing, hey, there's a blitz coming, or maybe not. Yeah, it's a blitz coming because the linebacker, Nick Bolton, basically looked up and saw, oh, okay, Woody Marks is blocking. I think that I'm just going to avoid this and go and see if I can hit C.J. Stroud. C.J. acknowledges that, sees it, gets the ball out at the right timing, soft enough for Woody Marks to catch it. Not to say that Woody Marks doesn't have good hands, but, you know, the running back versus like firing that thing in there. Woody Marks, booty butt naked open, walks into the end zone. And I was like, this is a C.J. Stroud that is comfortable behind the line, even in under pressure. As you mentioned, there's some instances where he even knew and was comfortable enough to throw dirt the ball and knowing, hey, keep the ball, keep it alive. Let's go back and we'll live to fight another day. I thought C.J. Stroud demonstrated himself really good behind the line, even though I think the third quarter got a little dicey.
Yeah.
And I can give Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs some credit. We'll talk more about that on that one. Yeah. I actually do think that was part of what happened there. But
do you have a moment?
C.J. stepping even further into himself and looking at least in the first half, like C.J. Stroud of 2023, the dude that we were projecting up forward, I think that changes the game a big way.
Yeah, I think the moment also was from last night, and this and I was talking to Reggie about this earlier, the car crash that happened on the field with Jalen Petrie. Yeah, just running through the stop sign and hitting another car right in the middle of the intersection. At that point, I'm like, oh, man, I think all of these receivers. And then at this point, you start seeing a lot of receivers just dropping a lot of passes, man. Yeah. Even Travis Kelce, where I'm like, man, this defense is really getting to him now, man.
Really good one from the text board here. And I think this is a strong, in that moment, you realize things are different. That's the question, 713-572-4610. And by the way, I know a lot of folks are going into work or at work or whatever. Open another tab. Open another tab or on your phone, just to open that YouTube, because we're going to be talking about this all day
just
long.
Just jump into YouTube. I think it's people in there just chatting it up and all
that
stuff.
That's one of the best parts is I love seeing the conversations.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do this because I'm not trying to like put nobody on blast, but there was very clearly a Chiefs fan in there mixing it up. And what a great day to be a Texans fan when somebody opens themselves up to ridicule.
Come in there. We ain't going to jump you. We ain't going to jump you. Yeah. Just come in there, man.
You got a bunch of tabs open anyway. Just open that YouTube, put in your ear pods, and – And have at it.
They're having a whole nother conversation in there.
Yeah, and you can stay up to date on, we got a lot to cover today. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Anyway, this is a really good one in terms of what moment did you realize, all right, this is different. Somebody from on the text board said when they won the three games with Davis Mills.
That's a great one. That's 3-4-6. 3-4-6 took it to another place, which I really appreciate. They said first and second start for Davis Mills. When Davis said that Daniil had walked to him and told him, we're a good defense, we're going to get you the ball back, keep balling. Like the level of confidence, gravitas, cojones to be like, hey, man, you don't got to do that much.
Yeah.
We got it, big dog. Just play your role. Like, and especially from Daniil Hunter, who is the most quiet, the most, you know, like, just do your job type dude. To walk over and be like, show a little bit of bravado in that moment, be like, hey, you know what we got over here, right? You could be dog.
We don't care who's at quarterback. They could put a Goomba Wally back there.
And they might.
And they might. Hey, Stover.
Just don't turn the ball over.
Hey, speaking of which, one turnover in the last four games?
Hey.
Remember what I said was their offensive identity? Just don't screw it up. I stand by that. Just don't screw it up. Last night was a great example of that.
Last night was was the epitome of don't screw it up. And for a moment there, you were wondering if they would. Four straight three and outs in the third quarter. And I'm just like, come on, dude.
I'll tell you another moment for me.
Okay.
It still goes down to Travis Kelce because, like, that's Travis Kelce. That's Patrick Mahomes. But if I had to pick another one, it was the Josh Allen just undressing, man.
That was one of them. Yeah. And I was going to mention specifically the third and sixth where Josh Allen drops, then tries to escape up the middle, and then from behind, Anderson Jr. flattens him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's done for the game the way that he's squirming. Now, of course, Allen is a tough mofo, and so he ultimately makes his way back in that football game. But for me, I am not afraid to admit that this team has had Josh Allen's number. Mm-hmm. I tend to lean more into the D'Amico Ryan school of thought that this is a new year and you cannot assume that. And inherently, that is a good dude, so you have to treat him accordingly. Apparently, they say, bump all that. We know that's Josh Allen, and we're his daddy. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those things where I go, oh, okay, it don't matter. It don't matter who come in here, right? Especially once this team had gotten their head screwed on straight, because obviously the Matt Stafford performance in week one was something else. But like once they had their head screwed on straight as a defense, it don't matter who. And that was solidified once again in this game with Patrick Mahomes, not being able to, and the Kansas City Chiefs offense not being able to be the same boogeyman even that they had been in portions of this year, but specifically not in the past. I did appreciate someone on the text line, and I wanted to give them their props. They were like, since day one, I've been texting and telling y'all that they lost a couple rough games against some great teams. All right, go ahead and talk your talk. Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
What was there another moment that came up for you in your thought?
It's more of moments. Christian McCaffrey was a non-factor. I mean, I know he ultimately got some yards, a lot of them late and a lot of them cheap, but you're talking about a guy that always catches the ball and gets yardage, always rushes the ball and gets yardage. It's kind of like the Josh Allen of running backs. They just said, no. It ain't going to happen against us. You know, the McCaffrey game, when they basically shut him down.
From the 281, did we really play the best versions of the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs? Ravens, no. Bills, probably not. And Chiefs, no. However, Ravens don't feel like they'll be in the playoffs. Bills probably will. But again, you demonstrated yourself very good against the with this defense, and you handled them up pretty well, whatever version of them they are right now. And the Chiefs, again, you put them out of this place where it does not feel like they'll make it to the playoffs. Also, a great point made, because I don't want to forget this. It just reminded me. Someone said when you stop them on fourth down, and that is important, not just because, oh, you stop them on fourth down, Patrick Mahomes typically makes those plays, so on and so forth. You know what the Chiefs have been on fourth down?
What?
The best team in the NFL this year. 21 of 26 up until this game. You stop them on fourth down when you need it the most.
That was stupid, though. I think that was another testament. That might be a moment. You made Andy Reid panic. You made Andy Reid, he was shook. He knew that was his best chance and only chance to just try to do something against this defense. And by the way, Figgy, 979 said, Petrie did not hit another car. He ran over a pedestrian.
Well, I didn't want to put it like that. But.
And he had the care and concern that would happen if you hit a pedestrian. Because, Figgy, you were mentioning it.
Yeah. My favorite thing about that was how hard he hit, was it Rashee Rice?
That's right.
And then he was hyped. And then immediately, I think it was the center for for the Chiefs came over. You know how they always do.
Yeah.
And Petrie immediately put his hands up, like, we good.
What, nobody else, what
we
are you doing?
Football,
that
man.
Was a clean hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, that could have easily went the other way around where he was with a guy in the dude's face, but he was just like, hey, that's a clean hit, brother.
How about this
we
one?
Out here playing football.
How about this one from the 832, when Ryans gave up defensive play calling?
That one,
not bad.
I'm still trying to figure that one out, because I haven't seen the requisite figuring out of all the other head coaching things. However, they getting these wins, so who am I to talk? Matt Burke has been fantastic.
Matt Burke,
he has been very good.
Yeah.
All right, we continue on in the loop here on a Sports Radio 610 Victory Reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the Texans pick is getting better. Well, not that one. But then also, what the hell is Kevin Stefanski doing? We'll do all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.